Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you wanna go to war, Balake?
No.
Cause we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D Nice. Is there a D Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Somebody talk for a moment. I'll like clear the
Greg, how you
nut
doing?
Debris from my throat.
We did get a message back from that political camp. We're trying to hook up with them now, from Jessica.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just send him my telephone number.
Yep. So we ought to get something going with that.
Cool.
Fantastic.
That's good news. I'm excited.
Yay.
Mike Huckabee today, I mean, trolling Democrats is great fun because they cannot react in a mature, rational way.
No.
So Huckabee today floated a third term for Trump because we know he's going to get a second. And people absolutely lost their minds. One guy says, didn't you pretend to be a Christian or used to pretend you were a Christian?
What's that have to do with Christianity?
They have no idea why we like this president, why he is beloved. It's not because he's helping everybody. Take a step back from your climate change religion and the rest of your left wing. By the way, that was another thing that lost big yesterday in Britain.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Yes.
The pockets of people that voted in a majority for candidates that support that nonsense. Very, very limited in people, mostly down at the southern end of England. Because everybody's wise to this climate change. You know, that poor abused child, Greta Thunberg, running around, you're stealing my childhood. How dare you? And all this other.
That is good.
I mean, I've seen some dramatic teenagers. She takes the cake.
Yeah.
Because at 16, you know it all, right? I had it all.
I sure did.
Oh, yeah. You could listen to my advice any day.
But usually adults know.
Uh-oh.
Well, you're welcome to your opinion there, 16-year-old girl, but you got a lot to learn. But no, there's person of the year.
Green.
It's unreal.
Just remember, Time has always, or not always, but several times nominated horrible people.
Oh, Hitler. Two or three times, yeah. The Ayatollah Khomeini.
Ayatollah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Their excuse for that is, well, it's not because they're the good person of the year. It's they had the greatest effect. So you're going to tell me that Greta Thunberg had a greater effect than Trump?
Thank you. That's what I argued with.
They cannot bring themselves to acknowledge anything that this man has accomplished. Peggy Noonan, who is a longtime LTARD from, I think, the New York Times, she's in Iowa, and she says, how come nobody's talking about they're impeaching a president only the third time in history? Because, Peggy, they're impeaching him for nothing.
And everyone knows it's a sham.
And we're not depending on people like you to get our news anymore. You are a dinosaur.
She's on public TV also.
That's another thing I'd like to see Trump get rid of.
That's something NPR, I've said it before, they've got a huge set of cojones on them. They are so anti-Republican and anti-Trump, but that's where they get their money from. There should at least be a hint of non-bias, but it's completely biased from the time you turn it on till you finally shut it off when you fall asleep.
APT is the same way.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's public television. It shouldn't be one-sided, and I cannot stand that.
Well, it is. Yeah. And here's the worst part of it. There's no reason. There's no reason why any of those public entities can't survive on their own, like we do.
Definitely.
And because again, they're part of this deep state situation. Who was the GM of public television? Is getting like $700,000 or $800,000 a year. That's not
That's
a real
crazy.
Season. You don't get that in the real radio
no.
business. Not unless you're selling about $10 million, or then you might get that kind of a commission. But they pay ridiculously obscene salaries, and obviously they can't seem to find a useful conservative anywhere in America.
That's what. Well, the ones they pull out are horrible too.
All right, it's 7 minutes after 4 o'clock. We're going to roll call today, right?
Yes, sir.
And we are taking requests as we do every Friday. Try and keep it festive. And there's a lot of stuff to feel real positive about. However, it's very difficult to feel positive after you've been in a car wreck. In fact, the only light at the end of that tunnel is the one that comes from the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And that's Montgomery Paint and Body. These folks have been around for 3.5 decades. Donnie Turner founded the business, and because of the kind of principled man he is, he refused to engage in gamesmanship that was not only going on here, but pretty much everywhere in America. It was a little thing between insurance adjusters and body shops where certain steps in the repair process, something the consumer would never know, they would know. They could skip that and pocket the money instead of doing the repair, the driver none the wiser. You can't, if you're a person of integrity, you can't operate that way. And he refused to play the game and prevailed. And now they become the gold standard for automobile body repair because more than brick and mortar, fine tools, awesome staff, talented, talented people. It's the ethics that are the foundation of Montgomery Paint and Body. Again, 27 Rec with a W is the number on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 408.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. The weather is cooling down, and it's time to get your home ready for the holiday season with some new furniture and accent pieces from the Depot Furniture Gallery. They really do have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture, including entertainment centers, kitchen islands, coffee and end tables, and so much more. How about those rustic decorative items like vintage railroad lanterns, metal signs like lake house, farmhouse, beach house, and, of course, Auburn and Alabama? Hey, check out some of their new inventory on Facebook. The Depot is located inside of Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside of Rustic Relics in downtown Clanton. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300. The Depot Furniture Gallery.
Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis. We're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Today, the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce held its 10th annual Success Starts Here tour, highlighting the new and expanding Montgomery industries who have invested in record-breaking numbers. The $1 billion in industrial capital investments marks the second largest number ever for Montgomery County, only surpassed by the 2002 original Hyundai announcement. Police say three people are responsible for more than 200 car thefts and break-ins. Calviosis Scott, DeMontez Franklin, and Audley Holmes were originally arrested on December 3rd for theft of property in connection to three stolen vehicles. They have now been charged with an additional 222 total felonies related to the vehicle break-ins and remain in the Montgomery County Jail. Alabama's bicentennial celebrations kick off tonight with a concert at the Capri Theater. Saturday's events include a parade, festival, and concert. For more information, visit Alabama200.org. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers continues in the forecast through tonight, but then I think we get a little break over the weekend. Nice break in between storm systems. Dry both Saturday and Sunday. I think we're in the 60s both days. I think the best day is probably Sunday because of more sunshine. But a good weekend forecast before another storm system Monday, one that could bring the threat of severe weather to Alabama. We're watching it carefully beginning Monday afternoon and Monday night. All modes of severe weather are certainly possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
They're going out of business at the brick-and-mortar mall. And here are just a few of the stores that, for some reason, just aren't going to make it. Like The Gap for heavy dudes, Hemorrhoids R Us, Blisters and Things, and Banana Hammock Republic. We have no idea why these stores aren't thriving, but right now you can really save big before they close their doors forever. There's also Price Gougers, Crap Mart, and the really, really, really limited. The Brick and Mortar Mall, just off the Retail Apocalypse Highway and Online Shopping Way.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. I-65 and 85 have moderate to heavy traffic, but they have no issues right now. The merge is moving quickly downtown. Most congested area in the city right now, the boulevard, heavy traffic everywhere. It's going to take you a minute to get anywhere. Atlanta Highway is busy at all the lights outbound from downtown. And Taylor Road, if you're passing East Chase headed for I-85, it could take you a couple of minutes to get through the lights right there. Trenum State will hold late registration for Spring Seminar 2020 on January 6th and 7th. That's in the auditorium at its Patterson location. Classes begin January 8th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It's time to charge into the roll call for this Friday afternoon. 272-9228.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Oh, my God.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
Adios, muchacho.
You gotta have something.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me.
I just wanna smash your face in.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Loan me $50.
You gotta have something.
Roy!
If you wanna be with me.
Total bumbling idiot.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
That's that is bullcrap.
You silly sausage.
I'm not trying to be your highness.
Our survey said.
Who's your dad?
It's too low to see.
You are a meathead.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Yeah, Mark.
And I'm not nothing.
Greg is smart.
Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumbbell.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
If you want to be with me,
nothing from nothing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You gotta have some.
Oh, that's hot.
If you want to be with me,
guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Critics will welcome your scores. Facebook message. Some of you have my number. Text. I'd be anxious to see. There was one problematic moment during that one.
Couldn't tell.
Which we
didn't step
know.
On anything. There was just a dead space in there that.
I heard something really good this time.
Should be rolled into the critique.
Said something about Greg and his intelligence level. Mm-hmm.
At our Christmas party at Baumhauer's Wednesday night, there was a giant group there. They were celebrating a birthday, and I said, I want to do a shout-out to you guys on one of the shows tomorrow. So, I forgot.
Shocking.
Yeah.
No, you remembered, but you couldn't find your paper.
Couldn't find the paper, but I found my paper.
All right.
Like Dr. Sigmund is Evil. There's somebody we haven't played in
That's
a long
right.
time.
That's right.
So it's Brad Cole and Danielle Cole, Leanne Peavy, Mary Watts, Ricky Watts, Todd Watts, Catherine Watts. It's Watts happening at Baumhauer.
Exactly.
What's up?
Mackenzie Cole, that's BC's daughter. Garrett Cole, not the pitcher that just got $324 million.
Too bad.
As a son, 18 years old. Payne Watts, Ella Watts. Austin Cooks, Jake Mosley, Austin Downey, and Hayden Bass. Thank you so much for coming to Baumhauer's on Wednesday night and being part of what we had going on there.
That was a great group.
It was
it really
fun.
Was. It was a fun night. Charlie.
Hey.
What can we do
What's
for
up?
You?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, Charlie?
Yeah.
Hey, once upon a time, before Eddie became Donald Trump of the 110, I went to school with him.
Yeah? Those were some good times, Charlie.
They were.
Said Eddie with
a grin.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you know, so check this out. We grew up in Howland Gardens. Great time back in the early 80s. Before PlayStation and Xbox, we would go outside at dawn and come back when the streetlights cut out.
That's right.
And Eddie had a huge backyard. If you've ever been out on Johnson Street in Howland Gardens, it backs up to Midway Street. In between is a giant gully, still there today.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it looked like it was 600 acres, but it was probably, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 acres. But somehow or another, me and Eddie stumbled across a motorcycle. And me and Eddie and Randall, maybe Stan from down Midway Street, we were riding that thing down that gully. And unbeknownst to us, somebody was riding a dirt bike up and down Midway Street, and a concerned citizen called the police.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my turn around the dirt bike, and I was riding down that gully, and I was going down toward Midway Street in that gully, and there was a berm around a big oak tree. And I hit that berm, man, and I hit that throttle. And I was going pretty fast. Nice. And I heard a thunk, 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 thunk.
Yep.
And I didn't know this, but there was a motorcycle cop that was staking out Midway Street that fell in behind me. It was chasing me down that gully. And he went ass over tea kettle and flipped that motorcycle. About and I stopped. Miles. I heard that thunk, thunk, thunk. And I stopped and I looked back over my right shoulder. back in the early 80s, the police didn't have Glocks. They had chrome-plated 357 Magnum pistols with speed loaders on their front. If you're from Montgomery, you know what I'm talking about. And I put the kickstand down, and I looked around, and that policeman had that 357 Magnum aimed at my chest. And I looked up the hill, and Eddie and everybody else scattered like cockroaches.
Yeah, I would have done the same.
Yeah.
Eddie, take it up from here.
Well, that officer was plenty upset because he had literally totaled out his motorcycle. Yeah. And he had to make a call to his sergeant. Say, hey, I did something I probably shouldn't have done. I followed these guys off the road, and I wrecked my, I think they were Honda Windjammers, and they were probably $30,000 bikes.
Wow.
And we had to get my mother involved.
Oh.
Yes, my mother came down there, and she's kind of straightened out the policeman, and his sergeant came, and a tow truck came, and hauled that motorcycle away. But that was one of the many times that we had the Montgomery Police Department down in the gully down there, wasting their time chasing punks like us. But it made for great time.
That's a long time ago. We've changed, right?
We have changed. Our motorcycles have turned into trucks. We go a little bit faster now than we used to.
Bass boats, crappie fishing.
Right.
Charlie, I got to run. Thanks for the call and the Eddie Bader. Now we have our first lame ass Eddie Bader story.
Oh, yes.
They get horrible.
You will never live it down.
Yes.
We have about a minute.
All right. Man, I just want to say, before I go in, until Terry said yesterday, I thought, that's why I tried not to make eye contact. I didn't have enough. Man, the dude that was sitting with Terry Adams, I want to say, I'm sorry I didn't sense him because I didn't know you was there by yourself. I thought you was with Terry then. I hope Terry can get me and you hooked up. I don't know, man. Something just feels like I didn't do enough. And I just feel bad now, knowing that he wasn't even with Terry. But I want to say, man, I'm going to be honest with you. That was one of the, man, that thing's right there at the top right there, Greg. I mean, if you wanted me to critique it, the only thing I could have said, you could have swapped the burp and the drink, you know, had him drink first, and then had the burp come, and... The volume went down, but I don't want to give you 100 because I want you to keep doing it, man. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't deserve a 10 score.
Strong 99.8.
I give it a strong
98. That thing was good. Yes, I think it was better yesterday. I don't care what nobody. Even I mean, it was better yesterday. Even you might have missed a spot yesterday that was blank, but I had me jamming. You put them together. I can't wait till the helicopter gets back in there one day, though. Love you, Miss Rosie. Love you, baby.
Later, buddy.
Bye.
Take care, Randall. It is 424-272-9228. Quick word for our friends at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. They basically do God's work there because every situation they take in is somebody who's caught one of life's toughest breaks. And it's a situation that engages the human spirit because these people don't start feeling sorry for themselves. What happens is they want to do as much for themselves as they can, and that is the spirit that Gulf States Mobility engages and puts to work in the restoration of choice process. In many cases, some who have been limited in mobility for a long period of time have had new choices restored because of advances in technology. People who were told they would never drive again now can because of the VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles, that Gulf States Mobility equips at their workshop, 1647 Coosa River Parkway. It's a very customized approach to each and every situation. And they've got a wall full of awards, but they're not about that. They're about making life better, more comfortable, and more fulfilling for people who have caught the break none of us like to think can happen to us. 514-6590 is their number. Please look up Gulf States Mobility on Facebook and like them.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for 3 generations, and the 4th generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have 6 brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
At Marguerite's, yes, we are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes, we will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes, we have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forevermark diamonds. We're partners with De Beers, and we do it at the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corn cob and a button nose and tubes made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square saying, me if you can.
I'll tell you what, a broomstick in your keister will do a lot to diminish your Christmas spirit.
Yeah, huh, and a few other things.
It is 428, and we welcome Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
You know, could it have been a better week for Donald Trump?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's really kind of funny if you juxtapose what the Democrats are doing. So you got the Democrats, you got Donald Trump announcing the China deal, and the Democrats are like, yeah, but he said something mean about Greta Thunberg. And oh, it's, yeah, like, okay. Then you got the unemployment numbers, and it's like, yeah, but he tweets, orange man bad. It's, yeah, like, just go down the list of accomplishments. You had the USMCA deal that Pelosi tried to take credit for, obviously. You know, just kind of go down the list. I think, and then, of course, last night's big victory for Boris Johnson.
Man, I was celebrating that early this morning.
Complete wipeout, you know, for the Labor Party. Worst turnout, worst numbers for them in 80 years. Best numbers for the Conservative Party since Maggie Thatcher's 1987, right?
Yeah, and I made the point earlier, Chad, that the left never gives up, and they keep creeping back. They're like a metastasizing cancer. We cut them out like we did.
Right.
And then they never let up. And Britain made the same mistake. They had a great leader in Thatcher, and then all these limp-wristed weaklings that gave up the nation's sovereignty. People, hey, we want this back. We cannot keep repeating this pattern, because eventually we will turn the corner. It'll be too late for all of us.
Yep.
Yeah. This is the pendulum swing, and because you know, the middle of our population, you know, you can give basically 30% conservative, 30% liberal, and kind of 30-35% in the middle. And the middle is squishy, right? And they decide every once in a while, well, let's let the other guys try for a while. And then it always swings back, because then they realize, oh, my gosh, look what they're doing to the country.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have a salt shake. You can't tell a joke, you know, on a college campus without being accused of a hate crime. I mean, it's absolutely, people finally just fed up with it. And that's also true in Great Britain. I watched some of the Labour people who still didn't get it, you know.
They really don't. It's amazing how stupid they are. They don't understand why 25,000 people show up to a Trump rally 3 years after he's elected. Nobody did that for Obama.
Right.
Luster wore off with Obama, and we realized he was just a hack politician that got lucky. He started doing college campuses. It was the only place he knew he'd get a turnout.
Well, it's always when liberals lose, especially the Democrat Party, it's always we either didn't get our message out there, or the Republicans cheated. It's never that the public rejected their message, right? It's never that. Although that's exactly what it is. And last night, the election in Great Britain was exactly what it was. They knew exactly what they were getting. All the pollsters, just like the pollsters over here in our election, well, it's too close to call.
Oh,
and it was
a
dang landslide.
Major landslide. It was great to wake up to that news today. I put it on Facebook first thing this morning.
I have a request.
Okay.
I want, unless you've already played it, I want to hear Something Called.
Not this afternoon. I haven't played it, so I'll play it at the end of the break that's starting in 30 seconds.
Excellent. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, Chad. You too. Thanks. Yeah, I woke up to that news this morning. It's been kind of weird lately. I fell asleep very early last night for me, which is about 7:30 or 8, and I woke up at 12:30, and there was no going back to sleep, so it's beep, beep, beep time. So I put a whole bunch of stuff on Facebook overnight. Got to the station early, cooked a beautiful golden ham and cheese omelet for Rich and Jay, and I couldn't take a nap today, obviously, because I was waiting for word on Hershey, and Cade called, I think it was about 9:45, 10 o'clock, to give me the full story, and again, I just cannot thank Cade Armstrong and the staff at Montgomery Veterinary enough, because it's a place. When you take your pet there, what you immediately realize when you walk in the door, and I'm not saying they're the only great vet in town. There are others. They just happen to be mine. When you walk in there, you immediately know they really understand the relationship between pet and I hate the word owner, because they're family. You don't have ownership in families. That they are a member of the family, and you tap into that as soon as you walk in the door.
It's a good feeling.
So it was tough to see my little guy go through that today, and we're really not sure what his prognosis is beyond the next week to 10 days. Whatever it is, every day is a gift for all of us.
That's right.
Pets, people, that's why it's. I choose not to waste any more days wallowing over my plantar fasciitis. I take the straw and I suck it up. Plantar fasciitis was the thing, the condition I had, and it's very painful.
And it's healed.
Fact, that's listener, a thing? Plantar fasciitis?
Yeah.
Oh, that was what was wrong with your
You have no idea.
Your heel toe?
It feels like somebody nailed a spike into the middle of your foot.
It's also known as a disease that a straw can cure, because you can just suck it the hell up, Greg.
Or you can just step on the styrofoam and you trace out your foot. You do that 5 or 6 times.
That clip that we played, that's historic, because that was the last time, the last time I ever felt sorry for myself.
What's the thing that you have when your knee pops?
Crepitus.
Yeah.
That sounds like you got gangrene.
It doesn't hurt.
It's just rotting away.
Thanks. Thanks for looking at me while you're saying it. It's just rotting away.
No, dude, and that's why I walk behind you on the steps, because if you do, you fall, I'll catch you. Or you can land on me. I'm soft.
Well, if you want to hear my knee click, that's what it is. We looked it up during the morning show one time. I noticed that my knee is making a snapping sound. It doesn't hurt. It's just weird. So what is that? And the first thing that came up was crepitus. When I went to see the chiropractor...
He comes around for Christmas, those bad little kids.
When I went over to see the chiropractor at Infusion, we went over a little medical history, and I said, oh, I also have crepitus, and he knew right away what it was.
Yeah, but he also probably thought a doctor had diagnosed you with it, not AOL.com.
There is a business at 34 Coliseum Boulevard that has been the leader... In fact, so trusted they are the home for the official color charts for Montgomery's historic district, and Eddie knows about
those.
Yes,
I do.
Some colors that just don't fly in Old Cougardale and other locations.
Excellent.
But inside the doors of John Lee Paints, the very best. By the way, another great thing that Eddie and the Goodson Group have done in managing the property for me is a couple of touch-up things, and that's the paint that we used on the interior of the house, and after 7 years, it still looks amazing. You don't have to repaint a room or your home every 3 years because it fades. You don't want to have to redo a room because the paint didn't cover. When you use Richard's paint, available at John Lee Paints, you're going to get that result. And they'll make sure you do, because there's other considerations. You've got to make sure you're using the right roller for the texture of the surface you're covering, the right brushes. They go over a checklist to make sure you have everything you need to start and complete your project without having to run back. And same thing for exterior paints. They now have their own brand, John Lee's Solar Proof. And it is a low viscosity paint, meaning it locks out moisture so you don't get mildew and stuff like that. Hit it with a hose every so often outside, get the dirt off. But mildew is a different deal. That generally requires a lot more work.
Yep.
So they can help you with that. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner and that great team you heard about him here.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have slow traffic downtown at the 6585 interchange, I-85 north out of downtown. Slow travel from Jackson Hospital to past Ann Street, and another slowdown from Perry Hill past the Eastern Boulevard. No issues on 65. Most congested areas right now, Atlanta Highway, Eastern Boulevard at I-85, and of course the Heartburn Highway, Taylor Road, extremely busy out around East Chase. We don't have any accidents reported at this time. Want a vehicle, but you got bad credit or no credit? Call Steve the Credit Medic at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, 334-531-8370. Steve will bring your credit back to life. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
No, the girl that...
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Police say three people are responsible for more than 200 car thefts and break-ins. Calviosis Scott, DeMontez Franklin, and Audley Holmes were originally arrested on December 3rd for theft of property in connection to three stolen vehicles. They have now been charged with an additional 222 total felonies related to the vehicle break-ins and remain in the Montgomery County Jail. Today, the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce held its 10th annual Success Starts Here tour, highlighting the new and expanding Montgomery industries who have invested in record-breaking numbers. The $1 billion in industrial capital investments marks the second largest number ever for Montgomery County, only surpassed by the 2002 original Hyundai announcement. Alabama's bicentennial celebrations kick off tonight with a concert at the Capri Theater. Saturday's events include a parade, festival, and concert. For more information, visit Alabama200.org. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers continues in the forecast through tonight, but then I think we get a little break over the weekend. Nice break in between storm systems. Dry both Saturday and Sunday. I think we're in the 60s both days. I think the best day is probably Sunday because of more sunshine, but a good weekend forecast before another storm system Monday, one that could bring the threat of severe weather to Alabama. We're watching it carefully beginning Monday afternoon and Monday night. All modes of severe weather are certainly possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here you go, legal.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something Claus.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
queen was domineering. Tried to take her diamond earrings. Said that she was profiteering. Soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire. Took a knife, slashed his tires. Pulled a phone on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier. But you know what I say. Everybody's getting something. He can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out from repossessed. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Mrs. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation. So we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
News Talk 93.1 WACB Friday afternoon. We're kind of celebrating, as Chad pointed out, great week for Donald Trump. And if it's a great week for your president, it's a great week for us.
I think so.
And again, the significance, David Blackman, we talked about this with him, not this past Tuesday, but the week before, because he wrote a blog post about how this election in Britain would signal what will happen here next year, just as it did in 2016. This Brexit thing was approved that year. And because the majority in the British Parliament were not conservative, they couldn't get a deal done. What a surprise. You know why? Because they're all globalist people. Mm-hmm. I was going to say pricks, but not with Rosie in the room.
Thank you.
So 4 years go by. Nothing ever gets done. Boris Johnson, who is very much like Donald Trump, comes along and says, let's cut the crap here. And the British people bought it and gave him a resounding, it was a total thumping. And the Labour Party, which is just a different word for communist,
yep,
in that country, the Labour Party, oh, they're whining and complaining. People are getting wise to this. They are what the Democrats are here. The old Democrat no longer exists. There's a few left, and they're the ones that are sweating this impeachment nonsense because they know if they vote for it, they're likely going to lose their seat. The country's had it. And yet, a writer for the New York Times like Peggy Noonan can't figure out why nobody's talking about it. Because Baby Yoda is more authentic and believable than this impeachment story.
You said that right.
But he's so cute, though.
Yeah, but can he be breastfed? This is what dominated social media the day before yesterday. Baby Yoda, not impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it the Baby Yoda breastfeeding you were talking about?
That yeah.
Was the, how did that poll end up?
I'm just curious. I just bring those things up to show that I'm aware that I'm watching the entire breadth and scope of...
Who cares?
Exactly, Rosie.
This is ridiculous.
Well, what I'm saying is that if Baby Yoda, whatever they're doing with Baby Yoda, is getting more social media hits than impeachment, that tells you everything you need to know. CNN can't get a million people to tune in this supposedly, it's the historic, it's the third one in American history. It's the biggest crap pile ever foisted on the American people by any political party, period. Now, I know, Rosie, if I give you this sheet of paper, you will not lose it, and we'll have it for Wednesday when Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson come in.
I will.
It's a story about a lady who put a Craigslist ad for a divorce lawyer hinting that she would be happy to pay her fee in sex.
I wonder if that's legal.
Quote, I'm a 22-year-old girl who made a mistake. I married someone I thought I loved. He used to get me a green card. He used me to get a green card, and I need to get out of this. I know nothing about the process of divorce. I don't have much money. I'm young and attractive. Maybe we can work something out.
Hey, mower grass.
How would you, if you, a woman said that to you, Eddie, I can't pay you a commission because I don't have, I need the money. I need all the money from the sale of my house, but maybe we could work something out. How would that, this is hypothetical.
Landlord, I ain't got no money.
Because I have enough sense to answer that honestly, whether you ask me or someone else, I would simply refer them to a banking organization.
Suppose somebody with a business came up to me and said, Greg,
yeah,
I hear you do a good job for your sponsors. I can't afford to advertise, but my massage parlor would be happy to.
What do you do?
I don't pay for that kind of stuff.
I never pay for it, and I never will.
Exactly.
Give him Roz's number and tell him to call and make an appointment.
The only time I ever found myself in a situation like that was because I was trapped. It's a lame-ass story.
Let's hear it.
Ooh, come on.
It's Friday.
We don't have time for it
right
now.
Did you lose a tooth on a boob?
Save that for Delkin Tomlinson, please, Rosie.
Yes, I would like, and that's going to be coming up Wednesday. I would like to hear this and their thoughts on this very much.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure in their line of work, I run into crazies. I'm sure in their line of work, they run into crazies all the time.
Ooh. I don't doubt it. I've heard some interesting stories.
I can only imagine.
You know, and a lot of it, and it's sad. And by the way, they don't give any names or anything.
Oh, no.
They just give circumstances. But when you hear them speak to certain situations, and it makes their job a lot tougher when you're not honest. If you're going through a divorce, if you're hiding something, is only going to make your divorce more complicated and expensive. And you know what? You guys know those too. You don't want to try and fool them.
Oh, no, man.
That's the worst thing you can do.
They're kind of intimidating, period.
They have razor-sharp intuition. Lying to them, there's no point. You got to, even if it's embarrassing, you got to say.
Right. Got to tell the truth.
What good does it do to pay someone to lie to them and then say, if you can't be honest with your lawyer, you can't be honest with anyone. So.
You are absolutely correct. There's a confidentiality there that everybody except the Democrats really respect.
Exactly.
Ask Rudy Giuliani for details. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. They got a lot of choices under $5,000. I direct your attention to this 2009 Ford Focus. That car's beautiful. Mm. It's 10 years old, but it's beautiful. And it's loaded with safety features, nice tires. The interior is pristine.
Look at that price.
And you'd never know it was a 2009 unless you really studied Ford products for a living. $4,800.
Wow.
That's a car that you could put a ribbon on and make it into a Christmas gift.
Yes, very much so.
And it would look just as good as something, right off the assembly line. This is where you go for cars that you can depend on. I was in Tip Tame's office. He was looking at a trade, ran the Carfax, and he says, damn, I can't take this car because it's had two serious accidents in its history. Frame's been bent. They won't put that car on the lot. And this car, I saw it. It was parked right out in front. It's a beautiful white Jetta. And you'd never know it looking at it, but they don't do business that way. So you can shop with confidence in the products they have. We are six-time purchasers.
When I was out there checking traffic, I was nosy and I looked at the new Rogue.
Oh.
It's sharp, man. Black, good interior. I mean, woo!
And all the little bells and whistles, safety features.
I mean, you look like you got somebody famous in the back seat.
It needs
to be tent in the front.
On that
you're the man.
Interior, did you bother getting any Scotch Carter protection, being that you have an issue with hot lava chocolate?
Where do you go with that? Where do you go for the Scotch Carter? Is that something you spray on yourself?
Yeah, you can do that. It wouldn't hurt with your...
I need that clear crap that little dwarf sells on TV.
Oh, yeah. That would work well.
Spray seal.
Yeah.
All right, 451. William B., hang on. We'll be right with you.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I know I said my mailbox location would close December 10th, but I am going to have a two-day leftover sale this Friday and Saturday. I will be there both days to sell off as much as I can before we start moving out Monday. There are still a lot of nice mattresses and beds, as well as odds and ends. My Montgomery locations are having an end-of-year clearance sale. I have a bunch of excess inventory to liquidate, including latex, memory foam, and hybrid mattresses. We just received a few full-size adjustable bases with head and foot adjustments selling for only $3.99, twin longs for only $2.99, and some queen for only $4.49. We have a large selection of twin long mattresses on closeout, and we have split king sheets on sale, as well as some really nice pillows. A new pillow makes a really appreciated present, but a new mattress can be life-changing. We have the area's largest selection of mattresses, always discounted. Come see us Monday through Saturday in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, and two final sale days in Millbrook, Friday and Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Report.
Stocks ending slightly higher as the U.S. and China announced an initial trade agreement under the Phase 1 deal. The U.S. will cancel plans to impose new tariffs of $156 billion in annual imports of Chinese-made goods, which were slated to kick in on Sunday. With the Dow rising 3 points, the Nasdaq notching a new record high, up 18, S&P 500 posting a new record high, up a fraction. And some extra cash coming to AT&T shareholders. Its board agreeing to increase its quarterly dividend by 2% to 52 cents a share, payable February the 3rd. And speaking of extra dough, some companies will be spreading some holiday cheer to its staffers. With less than 3 weeks left in the year, 65% of companies are expected to give employees a year-end bonus or perk, according to Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
North Carolina for the sugar buzz this afternoon.
Yes. Yeah, right. I've had like 7 cookies.
The sugar nips, that came from Random Facts, right?
Yes.
It does sound like something you would call a girl. You
it
would really,
really
does.
I know. Now I'm just calling Eddie it.
Yeah.
What's up, sugar nips?
I don't mind it.
Would you like me and Rosie to leave for a few minutes?
If you guys can't get on board with calling me sugar nips, then yeah, I'd like for you to leave.
I want to see a loaf of sugar.
Now, here's a guy I would never call sugar nips. He's a great guy, but I wouldn't call William B. sugar nips.
William B.
Hey, man. Enjoying the show, even though you are just entertaining each other. But,
that's all we're doing. That's what I mean. Big bucks to do. I get the memo every day. Greg, please go on the air and entertain yourself every day.
It works.
Yeah, that's right.
Twice a day.
Hey, it works for me. How about playing Crocodile Hunter and maybe Frosty?
All right, that's Norm. We can do that and Frosty. I'll do that just before Fox in a couple of minutes. How's that work for you?
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank
you. Take care, Wimby.
And say hi to Faith and Hope.
Yes.
I got to tell you something that, this whole thing with Hershey has been, it's been ongoing for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, here's the thing. That searing pain that comes when our pets are hurting or they pass away, whatever it is. Part of that is realizing that little guy has been with me almost my entire time in Montgomery, and I don't like to look at the fact that almost 14 years have passed since I first got him.
Yeah.
I keep thinking it was just a few years ago, but it's not. Yep. I can't believe this decade's over. I was here 4 years before this decade started. I was the one that was not going to work out.
You fooled them all.
But look at you.
Fooled them all.
Undoubtedly, you gave that dog the best 14 years he could have possibly had with anybody. I mean, because we all know everything's going to work out well. But, I mean, he's had a great, you know.
He's had a great life.
Yeah. And an awesome owner.
And a great buddy.
Yeah.
Well, I will never, ever have to feel bad because I didn't spoil his. I've always described him this way. And this is going back to when he was a handful of hair in my head. And I realized, having seen Pinocchio, I now knew how Geppetto felt with his little wooden-headed boy, you know?
Yeah.
And he's a real ladies' man. An absolute ladies' man, just like Daddy. Seriously, I know he loves me. I never worry about that, but he does. He just loves women.
Yeah.
He's not mean or nasty to men, but he just, if there's a female, whether it's Mrs. Ritterbottle or Terry or Rosie's been to our house and stuff, he gravitates to them.
I feel like he got that from you.
I wonder where that came from. Picking up on them.
Look at. I just mentioned Faith and Hope.
There they are.
But you don't see the guy behind the camera in the plaid pajamas.
They are so cute.
Oh my God.
They're so cute.
They are
adorable.
On a Rich Thomas scale, they really are. All right, 4:58, Fox News into, and then the exciting 5 to 6 hour. We haven't done a conundrum yet.
We haven't.
14 inches of love.
And I have a public service announcement after you your break.
Okay.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a 4-car wreck on Vaughn Road at Laurelwood. This is going to be right in front of the MAPCO near Taylor Road. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have heavy traffic on I-85 and 65. Slow traffic on 85 outbound all the way past the Eastern Boulevard. Slow to merge from 85 to 65. Eastern Boulevard, very heavy, but we have no accidents there. We are congested on the Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, and all the 31s outbound from the city. Use caution wherever you are traveling this evening. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-3356.